Blog Talk Radio.
World is in trouble. Anytime much man can come, I gunshot me in man. You tell him no fool. Get down. Here much man can come.
Hold on, I'm a blue stone.
Out of the world. I want you. Can't stop it.
Weapons, counting places, matching faces and locations, scoping plates, lying in wait, pre-election, state debate, nine in place, fire away, politicians die today, we uprise, knock on the day, retiring like this blind of pain, I say fuck that demonstrating, let's mob and run up on them, no time for contemplating, payback with chrome and dome them, and set an example for this generation to sample, cause these old niggas is trash, and new niggas really ain't substantial as this San Francisco legendary mumble rapper, tell a scary, rapping about the trapper trapped inside a system built to bury black to prison, drug addiction, and the military. Selective services furnishing turf obituaries. Niggas get to getting scary about this revolutionary. Unaware, I'm staying prepared. The hopes and prayers are open carry. White supremacists trying to prepare for Trump's impeachment with an attack. Gorillas are strapped and drilling them back. And stole revenge of militant blacks like that. Fuck your views, fuck your life, walk like a panther. Fuck your shoes, fuck your ice, walk like a panther. Fuck your show, fuck your flow, talk like a panther. When hard truth is calling, and you can stand up and answer. Fuck your views, fuck your life, walk like a panther. Fuck your shoes, fuck your eyes, walk like a panther. Fuck your show, fuck your flow, talk like a panther. When hard truth is calling, you can stand up and answer.
With my plans to raise the nation with my plans up. Understand we need to stand up, educate and take their land up. Show bread right, show head right. No backstabbing, no insight, no trash rapping, no hashtag. Just hard spit with brick rap back, and I'm still quick to flap it. Shit, shit, quick to slap a bitch. Rapper acting savage, but average would act what damage did. Black Panthers back and niggas panic when they see me. Cause this OG ain't PG, and these police, they she look. Bitch, devil ass, scared to see your rebel ass. Mobilize my folks to come together ass, on another level ass. Freedom fighter, niggas still struggling on the street igniter. To think wider and reach high, yeah, C-Dawg. I make this 4-4 revolve in front of the White House. It's lights out, I snatch these sheets off. Peace to all activists that's active in this madness. Let's get free, y'all. They weren't thinking we lost, but we strong, don't sleep, y'all. I'm saying, fuck your views, fuck your life, walk like a panther. Fuck your shoes, fuck your eyes, walk like a panther. Fuck your show, fuck your flow, talk like a panther. When hard truth is calling, you can stand up and answer. Fuck your views, fuck your life, walk like a panther. Fuck your shoes, fuck your eyes, walk like a panther. Fuck your show, fuck your flow, talk like a panther. When hard truth is calling, you can stand up and answer.
Hey, y'all, Black Power, Black Power. This is your host, Brother Drew X. We're calling off that Black Nation Task Force Radio, the sister station to the Black Militia Nation. All right, now, tonight our topic is March Madness, and we're not talking about basketball. Yeah, we're in the month of March, and each month we bring you some news that you can use, you know. So this one, this news broadcast is called March Madness. We'll be talking about some things that's hot right now. Let's start out with the, our stimulus. We're not just talking about it's hot because we got cash in our pockets, but what's the intentions of the stimulus? You know, when you overinflate something, you know, there's too much money out there circulating. A lot of people don't understand that's not just feasible. That's not logical to have that much money out there circulating. So when that much money is ballooned into our society, then inflation is going to go up. So this is how, you know, we call this a lesson or a blessing. In one sense, you see, I got some cash in my pocket and it looked like a blessing because I'm able to do this, and I got all these children, we're getting paid from every which way but loose. But in the other hand, is it a blessing or a lesson going to be taught here? Because of all this money that I've heard now, inflation, money won't be worth anything. So all this money I have now, things going to jack up. The prices at the grocery stores going to go up. So guess what's going to stay up when the dollar go down? Oh, yeah. You didn't think about that, did you? Yeah, the milk that goes up to about $4 a gallon, it'll stay there. It won't go back down just because the stimulus gone. It's going to stay there because inflation. Yes. We have an illusion that our society, that our communities are back on track. People, you see people spending. That's just an illusion because the government cannot do that forever. So I don't think that's going to last forever. And since we didn't get people, the entrepreneurs, the business-minded, I would call it something like self-sufficient. We weren't self-sufficient in pumping up the community again, so we didn't bounce back because of a business, is what I'm trying to say. We bounced back because of a bailout. Are we bouncing back? The illusion of that we're bouncing back because of a bailout. So is this going to be a lesson? Or is this a blessing? Yes, you know, that's to be determined. But if you ask me, it's not feasible for the government to keep paying the citizens. You're talking about millions of people. Millions of people. You can't do that at an already bankrupt government. No, before that happens, we were voting for a budget every month. Before that happened, we were at the brink of losing different types of public assistance. So we were also in debt with other countries and owed money here and there. So how is it possible? Like I said, this is a blessing or a lesson coming. What else we want to talk about? A lot of people don't know on this new stimulus package, that debt collectors are able to garnish your wages. So if you have a judgment against you, you have a credit card that you didn't pay off, they can file to take your stimulus. And that's the new rule for the stimulus. So a lot of people haven't been paying their debt, started thinking they're getting away. No, they passed a law that a bill that debt collectors can garnish your stimulus. So be aware, blessing or curses, hey, it's always a way to keep you down. I don't care what they're giving you, it's always a way of them taking it all. So at the same time, so another thing in the Dallas County, I just got this piece of news. If you're planning on visiting anybody in the Dallas County Jail, you must show your vaccination card. Blessing all cash, or is this a lesson in here somewhere? So what are we doing next with this? With the stimulus being put out there as the new savior, where will you be your stimulus card? Your vaccination card to get your next stimulus? Don't think that's not coming. That's coming next too. First, you get somebody used to doing it where they can't resist it. So first, you get somebody used to somebody poor, like many of us are. So you get them used to being provided, domesticated, and then you put a little stipulations on it. Most of them won't be able to resist because all you have to do is jack up the price of the next stimulus, jack it up to, let's say, $4,000, $5,000 a person, $1,000 for children. Oh, yeah. But with the stipulations, you're not getting this without your vaccination card. So we say blessing or cursing in this March Madness. We'll see. So also, the president, he has said that he vowed to have 100 million people vaccinated. Where is that coming from? Keep on collecting your stimulus. When will you give up your stimulus? That's what my question is. What are you doing with your stimulus to survive the madness when it's over? What are you prepared for? So is your stimulus got shiny rims on your car? What are you doing with that? So for all those who are thinking it's going to be an ongoing thing till they rich, they think this is going to be the door to their richness. No, it's not. A lot of people hitting the casinos, a lot of people doing this and that. Oh, what a weed, they say. So also, you know, that March also marks a year of the COVID-19, so it's been 1 year since the COVID hit the scene. You know, you got the stimulus, and 1 year later, you got your stimulus package, tax breaks, and all that there for your kids. Like I said, it's overinflated, too much money flowing. And a lot of people ain't working. That's another kickback to giving people money. The people who didn't want to work, they damn sure ain't working now. The people who drawing unemployment, damn sure not working. So it's causing a lot of frictions and fractions in different areas also. So, you know, it's just a blessing or a curse. Hey, we got to look into that deeper. But just give me a second. We'll be right back with you.
When I was only a child, back in the days of living carefree lifestyles, well, long as we wasn't caught, being bad was cool, and we was never at a loss for something to get into. Chilling in the neighborhood, down at the park, sunny days when we played at the old school yard, where kicking it live was a familiar scene. Kenny M and Big Gene know what I mean. But nowadays it seems like just ain't the same. Everybody's involved in the game or a gang, and when we die, it seems like nobody cares. It ain't no love and they cold-hearted stares. Thinking of payback, I'm making a hit. Now cowboys and Indians become real life shit. And life means nothing when the heart is cold. It ain't the same as the days of old. Thing. Much love for my people here, but what good is love if the people don't really care? The trigger's the cold at the old K Corral, but it ain't okay when my people live foul. Another sad case of the black on black. It's a fact, some of our people don't know how to act. Can't go to the club, can't go to the store, can't chill with your girl, can't go to the show, can't do anything without some fool acting up. You start to believe that black folk are savage, but before you do, allow me to say that in the old days we didn't act that way. See, kings and queens were the names of the righteous, but the sons of slaves are insane, and we might just self-destruct and erupt without a chance to grow. This ain't the days of old. Or maybe even more of us will blame the white man before we understand now the problem's not him. What I'm telling you is actual fact. I ain't pro-human cause all humans ain't pro-black. Remember in your mind that there still exists a plan to bring down a black fist. See, the struggle is uphill, life's at a standstill. Jackpot Jill, now we don't act real. And every living moment gotta sing in the blues. A sole provider can't afford the baby shoes. That's the cycle so many of us go through. America's black holocaust continues. And I just hope we wake up soon before we fold. I miss the days of old.
All right, y'all. All right, all right. We're back with you on Black Militia Radio News tonight, March Madness. And we're not talking about basketball. So are we in an illusion of good times? Where is this going? Not sure, but we're not sure where it's going. But expect this. No one gives you something for nothing. If they're giving the people all this money, they expect something back out of it. I heard one of the politicians say a while back, and maybe about a month ago, I can't recall what it was, the position was, but he was saying, hey, let's get something for our money. I recall the statement. He said, let's get something for our money. Let's get them vaccinated. You know, let's not just give it to them. Let's get something from it. So you think he's getting something because of love? Mm-mm. No, no, no. Trust me. There is a price to pay for taking this money. There's going to be a price to pay. Okay, let's switch topics. We're going to switch topics. You know, we've been seeing a lot of news feed about the upcoming trial of George Floyd. George Floyd, a black man who was murdered live in front of our eyes while it was being recorded by cell phones. And so that trial is getting ready to come up in the jury deliberation parts. They're picking the jury right now. That's going to be interesting how they pick the jury on this trial, because that was a major case with a lot of people seen it. So people being biased, so this case is going to be kind of difficult. So it's going to be interesting to see how that turned out. But just some of the points we wanted to bring out about the George Floyd situation, like we said, that was a major case that woke up people of all melanated persuasion. It woke up some other people too. I mean, you had marches and riots and this and that, man. And you know, if I had to rate the different atrocities that I've seen, that would be probably rated at the top, man, because I know when I saw that, the way I felt was not, you know, I've seen a lot of atrocity being in the Panther Party, being in the militia. I mean, we done ran all over this country fighting injustice, but when I seen that one, shoot, I mean, I felt that was that I felt for someone to just kill you with nonchalant ways. I mean, just like, okay, y'all just watch this, give me a minute, type of attitude. I felt that with myself. So I and a lot of other people felt it, and the nation even felt it. You know, they felt the repercussions from that. So, like I said, that trial is underway right now. I'm getting ready to be underway, so we're going to be standing by to see how that goes. Will that open up some old wounds, or will that heal some people? Who knows? We'll be watching. So we're just passing on news, you know, that you can use. But, you know, just seeing the arrogance in that guy, you know, the police officer, I know his name, but I ain't going to even call it. He was so arrogant in his posing while he had his knee on the man's throat. And to, you know, hear someone saying they can't breathe. I mean, man, it's deep. It kind of messed with my emotions. It kind of messed with my a lot of shit. I'll just tell you that it really did touch me. And it was some things. We're gonna have to move on from that, because there's some things that could push you to the brink on that kind of shit. That all I can say. It was one of those moments, but we were totally disrespected as a community, as a race of people. It was just a total act of disrespect. Some shit you would think would happen back to our ancestors. You know, some of the shit that's going on with us. You know, and I know when I first joined the party, and they asked me, why did you join the party? I said, well, no, take the time to go back a little bit. I used to watch a lot of those slavery movies growing up, man, The Roots and all that, Armistead and all that shit. And that shit that used to get to me, man. And so I wasn't going around with a racial chip on my shoulder or nothing, but I still felt the pain of the ancestors with seeing that stuff. And as I grew older and was attacked by racism, you know, your ways start to change a little bit. You start to see a little things a little different. And then eventually, you know, getting with the Panther Party, when I seen them, I knew that was for me. So we're getting with them and going to the first meeting, and they asked me, well, why are you here? What makes you want to join? And my first words was, I used to say I couldn't be a slave, but I don't want to see nobody else a slave also. And that was my purpose of saying why I joined. And in other words, I joined to fight the freedom of being subjected to brutality that I seen in the movies that we were told in our schools, which a lot of the shit we know was a lot different than it was told in school. We know a lot of shit was more different than a lot of shit wasn't said that we needed to hear also. So seeing that George Floyd situation, it woke up all the shit that I thought I buried about, you know, growing up in life and moving on. It woke all that shit up that, hey, I think we still, not we, but I think a lot of people still enslaved. So that's scary because a lot of people still enslaved. And then that means we, the ones who are conscious, just days away from being enslaved too if things don't change. All I can say on that position. So that's what woke me up and got me interested. So the George Floyd trial would be interesting to see how it's going to turn out. Like I said, it was a blatant disrespect to the community. Right. And, you know, that crime is still rampant in our ghettos because of mind conditions, food conditions, and other people and the psychological warfare with music, television. So our people are at war with themselves in the community. They're at war with the melanated people. They're at war with the people close to them. So we hadn't figured a way to conquer that, to combat that. So because it's been years of conditioning. This ain't just happened. Been years of conditioning. Everybody now wants to be the top state, the top dog for killing. I mean, they want the gangbangers want to be known for banging. Like rappers want to be known for rappers, where you got killers and shooters want to be known for shooting. Interesting. So, like I said, the mindset and the conditioning and being conquered, hey, we got a hell of a fight to get our communities back. And we salute the people out there trying to do marches for justice. We just salute them out there, you know, trying. It's a hell of a fight. This might take a little gun legislative to get it back. It might take a physical war to get it back. I'm not sure. But we losing our brothers and sisters quicker than they lost them in the Vietnam. I mean, if you do the numbers, man, if they show the numbers around the nation, how many people died a day, you'd be amazed. You'd be shocked. You'd be like, whoa, this is scary. You only seeing so much. You only seeing your city. You only seeing what's in your city. But if you can see what's in all these counties, in Dallas County, it's 254 counties. And if you had one person die in Dallas County every day, that's 254 people. And then you do the math for the year. Whoa, now you get a bigger picture. You do that for every county. You do that for Louisiana. You do that for Chicago, where it's off the rampage. You do that everywhere, California. And see how many people die that you don't see. Man, that's big. But that's what we call March Madness, man, you know. What's going on? It's madness. And it ain't only in the month of March that we're just using that as a figure of speech. Because a lot of people know about the playoffs and basketball in the month of March. They call it March Madness, but it's bigger than the basketball game. The madness is that we are becoming domesticated people again. People are feeding us and clothing us. Now they're paying us. Oh, yeah. You're going to have to do something for that money. Eventually, you might have to work for that money. You took that money, you owe us. And we want this back. We want it back in sweat. We want it back in money. We want it back if it's compliant to our rules. You won't keep getting this money if you don't comply to one of these things that's gonna come down the pipe. So Brother Drew X telling you now, you'll see. You shall see. You know, stimulating the community, stimulating your mind, but your mind better stimulate yourself to survive with it. You know, if you think it's all for glory, all for, you know, for self, you're going to get caught up in the trap. And it's amazing, you know, it takes a few months to get this money. By the time they give you that money, you're 3-4 months behind. I mean, we should have expected some type of help from the government since they created the goddamn shit anyway that put us in this situation. But it was a situation, I guess, the plan didn't go the way they wanted it because it was a situation to put us out. And they had us on the rope, so all they had to do was keep the pressure on, but I guess the timing wasn't right. Some wasn't right. Something had to give somewhere, but I don't know the logistics of their plans. But just remember what happened once can't happen again. Yeah, what happened once can't happen again, and it can come in a more severe form. So plan to save your families, plan to help yourself, plan to buy something that can help you if the grid goes down. That's what we tell everybody. What you going to do with your stimulus? You know what I'm saying? Is it buy new clothes, new purses? That don't mean shit. No. Buy getting a new car don't mean nothing. If you got a car and it's paid for, you better be happy. Well, because you already had a lesson what happened when the economy goes down and you can't pay this, can't pay that. Yeah, hopefully people learn it, but if not, you know, we'll see crime go up some more. We'll see people dying some more. Hey, man, it's March Madness. And it's mad around here until we get ourselves together as a group of people. We're going to always be at the mercy of the oppressor. For those who've been praying. I ain't going to say nothing on that. I already said something when I giggled. Yeah, so those who've been praying, I giggle. I giggle. Praise the Lord, goddamn. Because, you know, that's, you know, let some people tell it. They say, God answered our prayer. There, they gave us the stimulus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see. Calculate what they gave you. They gave you $2,000 and you 4 months in debt. Okay. Most people bills going to run $2,000 easy a month, so that's $8,000. So they gave you $2,000 or $8,000. So that means you forgot about the other $6,000 because you done already lost shit and you done accepted that. Yeah, that's a blessing. Yeah, it sounds like a blessing to me. Yeah, $2,000 cash and lost $6,000. Yeah, do the math on it. Hey, but this Brother Drew X, you know, we just giving you our March Madness news and it don't go on all night. It's just a 30-minute program. We appreciate all our brothers and sisters that's online. Hey, prepare yourself, prepare your minds. Shit ain't over. No, you can't keep giving money like that away to the communities. You can't, damn sure ain't going to keep getting it and don't expect something in return for it. So, hey, prepare your mind, prepare yourself. Tell somebody else, you know, hey, man, that's not feasible for this much money to be circulating. Things going to go up, and when this money stops, the shit that went up still going to be up. Now, how you going to do that? So we say black power to all our brothers and sisters. We're going to close out with our song again. Hey, we'll see y'all again next week. We moved our program to Monday nights. Phone number 972. No, that's the wrong number. See, I got to get the number myself. I'm a little out of the night, y'all. Y'all hear me skipping here lately, man. I've been busy. Been busy, traveling a whole lot and this wearing my body down and my mind's going with it. So, but we'll say, I think the phone number 909-265-9220. We on Monday nights. Now, Norman was on Sunday nights. We will switch again. We only switched to Sunday night because of we were trying to get an audience, and most of our audience was being taken by the NFL on Monday Night Football. So since the Monday Night Football is not going on right now, hey, we're back on Monday nights until further notice. We'll see y'all next week. We say black power.